Have you ever been in a position where you don't know something but have given the impression that you do? Many people have admitted to acquiring a new job on the basis of a set of skills they didn't actually possess. They were so convincing in the interview, however, they landed the job. The expression "fake it till you make it" has been around for as long as I can remember, and became more popular with the television show The Apprentice, where self-appointed entrepreneurs set lofty expectations of their capabilities in a bid to win the ultimate prize of a £250,000 investment into their own business idea and a contract with business mogul Alan Sugar. As the series progressed, it became evident pretty quickly which contestants were unable to demonstrate the skill set they had sold themselves on. The problem with the fake it till you make it mindset is that it encourages us to be dishonest, whether that be about our accomplishments or our feelings. For example, perpetually wearing a smile when we feel nothing but turbulence on the inside will eventually manifest itself negatively and affect our mental or physical health, or both. Similarly, pretending to have a skill set that we don't possess, amongst other things, causes anxiety to go through the roof when we can't deliver and face the inevitable path to exposure. The Bible is very clear on the importance of being honest, and more deeply, about being authentic. Every single one of us has our own identity in Jesus Christ. Too often, we will talk ourselves out of being who we know we should be because we're fearful that the real us will not be good enough or accepted. There is wonderful reassurance in God's word, however, which reminds us that before we were even born, God knew every detail about us. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, we read, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." With God, there is absolutely no need to fake it till you make it. He is only interested in knowing the authentic you, regardless of what that looks like. In the same book of Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verse 3, we read, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Essentially, God is telling us, "I love you. I always have, and I always will." He goes even further in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 to 39, where he says that there is nothing that can separate us from his love, and emphasizes this by saying that not even life or death, anything in the past, present or future, no power spiritual or otherwise, could prevent him from loving us. Where else can we find such unconditional love? If we're really truthful, we're not that way with each other. There is always an element of masking or withholding, because showing who we really are may mean rejection. As you go through this week, I really want to remind you to think on last week's encouragement, where we focused on Jesus Christ the Son being the only way to God the Father. I want you to just start by telling Jesus how you feel, to have a really open and honest dialogue with him in a way that you can't with others. Remove the mask. Be authentic in talking about all of your concerns, your fears, the things that are making you anxious, and ask that he take complete control of your life and carry you in the week ahead. Ask that you feel a calmness and peace that can only come when Jesus is in your life. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me, for knowing me better than I know myself, and for choosing to stick with me in my worst moments. Please teach me how to be authentic. to live a life that reflects your influence on me. Please love me to a better life and a better me. I ask this in your precious name. Amen.